Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
The 7 years you spend here as a surgical resident will be the best and worst of your life. You will be pushed to the breaking point. 8 of you will switch to an easier specialty. 5 of you will crack under the pressure. 2 of you will be asked to leave.
Dr. Shepherd, we should pretend it never happened.
What never happened? You sleeping with me last night? Or are you throwing me out this morning?
You're an attending, and I'm your intern. Stop looking at me like that.
Like what?
Like you've seen me naked.
Your first shift starts now and lasts 48 hours. Your interns, grunts, nobody, bottom of the surgical food chain.
What are you doing here?
You and I are going to have so much fun together.
You know Meredith is inbred.
I guess uncommon around here to be a doctor's parent.
No, doctors. Royally inbred. Her mother is Alice Gray.
Shut up, the Alice Gray.
She's a living legend. What's your name?
It's me, Mom. Meredith.
All right.
We're gonna survive this, right?
There's a war inside of me. Do I cause new heartbreak to rise? A new road.
It's all about lines. The finish line at the end of residency. Waiting in line for a chance at the operating table. And then there's the most important line. The line separating you from the people you work with. It doesn't help to get too familiar. To make friends. You need boundaries between you and the rest of the world. Other people are far too messy. It's all about lines. Drawing lines in the sand. And praying like hell no one crosses them.
Look, I'm sure you're very nice, but I'm very particular about who lives in my house, and you're just not right.
Why?
Look,
I'm quiet. No loud music, no party.
Where were you when the Challenger exploded?
The what?
The space shuttle, Challenger.
I think I was in kindergarten.
Exactly. No.
How do you put up posters for roommates if you don't want roommates?
I do want roommates. We're together 100 hours a week. You want to live together, too?
Oh, yeah. See, you bring bribes now,
I need
huh?
a place to live. My mom irons my scrubs. I have to get out of there.
It's not a bribe. I don't think it's a good idea.
I can put down last, first, and
totally
deposit.
Totally a bribe. I can cook, and I'm an obsessive cleaner.
No, I just want two total strangers who I don't have to talk to or be nice to. And it's not a bribe. It's a mocha latte.
George, you're running the code team. Meredith, take the trauma patient. Christina, deliver the weekend labs to the patient. Izzy, you're on sutures.
Dr. Bailey, I was hoping to assist you in the OR today, maybe do a minor procedure. I think I'm ready. Mocha latte?
If she gets cut, I want to cut too.
Yeah, me too.
I wouldn't mind another shot. I mean, if everybody else is.
Stop talking. Every intern wants to perform their first surgery. That's not your job. Do you know what your job is? To make your resident happy. Do I look happy? No. Why? Because my interns are whiny. You know what will make me look happy? Having the code team staffed, having the trauma pages answered, having the weekend labs delivered, and having someone down in the pit doing the sutures. No one holds a scalpel till I'm so happy I'm Mary freaking Poppins.
Mocha latte my ass.
Why are y'all standing there? Move!
Seattle has ferry boats.
Yes?
I didn't know that. I've been living here 6 weeks. I didn't know there were ferry boats.
Seattle is surrounded by water on three sides.
Hence the ferry boats. Now I have to like it here. I wasn't planning on liking it here. I'm from New York. Genetically engineered to dislike everywhere, except Manhattan. I have a thing for ferry boats.
I'm not going out with you.
Did I ask you to go out with me? Do you want to go out with me?
I'm not dating you, and I'm definitely not sleeping with you again. You're my boss.
I'm your boss's boss.
You're my teacher, and my teacher's teacher, and you're my teacher.
I'm your sister, I'm your daughter.
You're sexually harassing me.
I'm riding an elevator.
Look, I'm drawing a line. The line is drawn. There's a big line.
So this line, Is it imaginary, or do I need to get you on the marker?
We'll talk later.
You the surgeon?
Yeah.
We've got a rape victim.
Better get in there.
25-year-old female found down at the park, status post-trauma. She came in with a GCS of 6, BP 80 over 60. Exam is significant for blood head trauma, unequal breath sounds, right pupil is dilated, and she's ready for x-ray. You ready to roll? Hey!
Yeah. Call ahead to clear CT. Let them know I'm coming. Load up the portable monitor. Call respiratory for a ventilator. I'll get x-rays while I'm down there.
I'll get them in.
She's going to spend a hell of a long time in recovery and rehab.
If she survives.
What is she, like 5'2", 100 pounds? She's still breathing after what this guy did to her? Catch the guy? They should castrate him.
See how shitty her hands are? She tried to fight back.
Tried to. Rip Kid came back negative. She kicked his ass.
Oh, so we have a warrior among us, huh?
Allison. Her name is Allison.
Allison.
I think I'm in.
On the cause of our rupture.
Watch me. What is this? Does anyone know what this is?
Oh, my God.
What? Spit it out, Gray.
She bit it off.
Bit off what?
That's his penis. Oh. She bit off his penis. Oh.
Fight the infection, she'll be fine.
It's all going to depend on whether or not she wakes up in the next 72 hours.
Yeah, we should get a drink later. You can tell me the long story of what makes a hotshot doc leave the Big Apple for Seattle.
It's a short story, actually. Your chief of surgery made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Richard asked you to come?
Yeah. Why?
Oh, nothing.
See you later.
Do you know what the code team does? Saves lives. I shock a heart and someone lives to see another day. That's upbeat. It's, glass half full.
Bambi, don't say another word till after the hunter shoots your mother.
I don't like you.
I have a BA from Smith, a PhD from Berkeley, and an MD from Stanford, and I'm delivering lab results. It'll take me all day to get through these.
Then get started.
Oh, I wasn't complaining. I didn't complain.
Intern was reassigned, so he's mine now. Have him shadow you for the day and show him how I do things.
Alex Krebs, nice to meet you.
The fool who called Meredith the nurse. Yeah. I hate you in principle.
And you're the pushy, overbearing kiss ass. I hate you too.
Oh, it should be fun then.
I'm Dr. O'Malley. I'll be running this code. What do we got?
We have a 57-year-old male. He's asystole.
Charge me to 200, please.
We're charged.
Cleared.
All right, Mrs. Liu. I'm Dr. Stevens. I'm going to sew up your wound. And you're going to need, about 6 stitches. Are you allergic to any medication? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't. Do you speak English? I'll find. Does anybody here speak Chinese?
Hi. The chief in?
He's on his way. Is that it?
Yeah.
Can I see it? No. Forget I asked.
Meredith, it's good to see you. Hey, I heard your mother was leaving mail. She's going back with the UN?
She's, taking time off.
To write another book, I suppose.
Listen, so they said to bring this to you, so...
Yes, for the police.
Right.
When did the police say they were coming?
You know how slow they are, so she'd better take it with her.
What? You have to take it with you.
Chain of custody rules. All medical matter in a rank must stay with the person who collected it until it's placed into police custody.
You collected the specimen, so you have custody.
Custody of a penis?
Yes. Until the cops come for it.
Okay. Well, what am I supposed to do with a penis?
Well, you have a disorder called multinucleate cell angiohistiocytoma. It's not a cancer or sarcoma. It's a very rare but minor. You'll be discharged today, okay?
I don't need a surgery?
No.
I'm not going to die. I'm fine.
Fit as a fiddle or whatever.
What's that?
Don't ask. You don't want to know.
I do want to know. Really.
You really want to know? It's a severed penis.
Okay. No, I didn't really want to know.
Why do I have to be the one who gets hugged?
Because I don't do that. Besides, you're the ovarian sister here.
Did you just call me an ovarian? An ovarian? Since when does a possession of ovaries become an insult?
Meredith's carrying a penis around in a jar.
Oh, from the rape surgery?
Yeah, and it's not a jar. It's a cooler.
Talk about taking a bite out of crime.
Wheelchair to admitting.
You okay?
Yeah. Allison's shoes are...
What?
The rape victim, Allison, her shoes. I have the same ones. In my locker. And I normally never wear them because they're not comfortable. But today I did. And she was wearing the same shoes. And it's just... stupid. And I'm tired. And forget it.
You know what you need?
No. It's sick and twisted. We said last time was the last time. You've been doing it without me?
Nancy Reagan lied. You can't just say no. Come on.
Do you know what would happen if anyone knew?
I'm doing it. You can come with me. Or you can stay here and be miserable.
Who's the baby in the pocket? Who's the little baby in the pocket in the yellow hat?
You are such a woman.
That's a code. Yeah, I got it.
No tests ordered, and the baby has a murmur.
I know.
He turned blue.
Your surgery, you're not authorized to be in here. Do you know how much trouble you can get into for this?
Are you going to do any tests?
It's a benign systolic ejection murmur. It goes away with age.
So you're not going to do
that? He's not your patient. He's not even on your service.
Are you sure it's benign?
I'm a doctor too, you know. You should get out of here. Dr. Palmer, patient pharmacy.
You get a good kiss?
No, her. She won't let me sew her up.
My daughter is out there, her head is bleeding. I want to give her a blood pressure, but I can't.
I wouldn't have called you, but I can't get hold of the translator. Can you just ask her what's wrong?
No.
Why not?
Because I grew up in Beverly Hills. The only Chinese I know is from Mr. Chow's menu. Besides, I'm Korean.
Chief! So you asked Shepard to come to Grace?
He's an old student of mine.
Oh. Well, you left the Manhattan private practice because you asked.
Yes.
No other reason? Just a favor for an old professor.
It'll be years before I retire.
Chief of surgery is mine. Chief of surgery is mine.
It was yours. Now I'm not so sure.
I am the best surgeon at Grace with the lowest mortality rate. You can't just bring some
now
guy...
Now, ask me why I'm not so sure about you. Ask me what?
OB nurse to labor and delivery. Available OB nurse.
Don't people get sick anymore?
I mean, how are we supposed to get any OR time if everyone's going to just live?
Look, I'll take 10, you take 10. Get in, get out. No smiling, no hugging, no letting them cry. Just be quick about it.
You're the one that's slow.
I am not slow. You are slow.
You want to bet?
Yeah, you are.
A comprehensive workup
did not reveal any
vascular abnormalities.
Your Doppler was negative
for deep venous thrombosis, so there's no need for chronic anticoagulation
or an IVC filter.
Your biopsy was, however, positive for
a mixed anaerobic
non-group-based streptococci infection.
Your BUN and creatinine elevations had us worried
about rapidly progressive glomerulonephritis,
which could have signaled an autoimmune disease.
What does that mean?
We're not going to amputate your leg.
Huh? You get to keep your kidneys.
Congratulations. You can go home today.
Yeah. Congratulations. Whatever.
Congratulations. There's nothing wrong with you. You're going to be fine. Congratulations.
What's your favorite age group?
Queen.
No.
Twisted Sister. Not like there's a right or wrong answer to that question.
Yeah, the Go-Go's, Duran Duran, Eurythmic.
Have a nice day.
You can go home today.
Time of death,
1545. Mayor, I've called every hospital in the county.
And sooner or later, the guy that did this is going to seek medical attention. When he does, that penis you're carrying around is going to nail him.
Where is her family?
Doesn't have any.
No siblings?
No. Both parents are dead. She just moved to Seattle 3 weeks ago. Welcome to the city.
Meredith, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just have to do something. I have to go.
All right, I'm gonna sit with her.
Dr. Burke, There's a baby up in Pete's. I saw him have a test spell, and I think I hear a murmur.
Did Pete's call us for a consult?
Actually, no. They're not doing anything
about
it.
So you want me to what?
If you could just go up and look at it.
Not without a Pete's consult.
Yeah,
I'm a busy man, Gray, and there are rules. Look, it's not like I'm the chief of something.
Dr. Palmer, patient one. Dr. Palmer, patient
one. You're hot.
You're drawing cold still.
Wait, you're that girl from the magazine, that red bikini?
Yeah, it was pink. I'm done. You can see the nurse outside now.
You're crazy.
No,
something.
I don't think so. Okay. Please sit down. I really need to look at your arm.
Wheelchair.
you doing down here?
Sitting here with my penis. What about you?
Hiding from Alex.
I kissed Eric.
You kissed Eric?
In the elevator.
Oh, you kissed him in the elevator?
I was having a bad day. I am having a bad day.
So what do you do on your bad days? Make out with Dr. McDreamy.
Well, You know, that and carrying around a penis just makes everything seem so shiny and happy.
George said Allison was wearing your shoes.
Yeah. It's weird, right?
It's weird that you care.
I think it's weird.
Let's get him to OR1 Meredith. You call the chief and let him know we got the rapist.
I saw Allison. You can't believe the beating that she took. And then to see this.
It's like that old saying. You should see the other guy.
Why are we not attempting to reattach the severed penis?
Teeth don't slice, they tear. You can only reattach with a clean cut. If she wanted to slice him off with a knife.
Besides, the digestive juices didn't leave much of the flesh to work with. Right, so what do we do?
Sew him up minus a large part of the family jewels.
And his outlook. He'll be urinating out of a bag for a very, very long time.
Not to mention he'll never be able to have sex again.
Oh, too bad.
Shame.
Let's all take a moment to breathe. Clamp.
Richard.
We got the rapist. He stumbled right into the hospital.
Yeah, I heard.
Listen, Bert.
Why?
You really want to know?
I want to know when you stop thinking of me as your number one. Richard, I do more in this hospital than any other surgeon.
You do only exactly as much as is necessary. You never take an extra step. You never give an extra minute. You're comfortable and arrogant, and it doesn't impress me. You want to be chief? Earn it.
Patients lined up. I don't have time. I don't understand you. I'm sorry.
Dr. Bailey to ortho staff. Dr. Bailey to ortho staff.
My head hurts.
Maybe it's a tumor.
You wish I had a tumor.
Look, I'd rip your face off if it meant I got to scrub in.
I've been suturing all day. My hands are numb.
At least you're helping people.
At least you get to practice freaking medicine.
I had to send my Chinese lady away. She was, like, camped out down there.
Oh, poor Izzy, turning away patients. Boo-hoo.
So the police say they can't send a crap crime scene guy down for hours. So I have to spend the night with the penis. Alex, don't say it.
Oh, it's too easy anyway.
Who here feels like they have no idea what they're doing? I mean, are we supposed to be learning something? Because I don't feel like I'm learning anything.
Except how not to sleep.
You know, it's like there's this wall, and the attendings and the residents are over there being surgeons, and we're over here being...
suturing, card running, lab delivering, penis minders.
I hate being an intern.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
Is he yours?
Yeah.
He's adorable. Oh, please. You are so out of line.
She says the murmur might not be benign.
I think we should do an echo to check.
This is your career.
There really is no reason to get alarmed.
What's the problem?
If our baby is sick, we want him treated. Now.
Who said your baby was sick?
Her, the surgical intern who has no business on our service.
Who authorized you being here?
I was just actually...
Hey, dude. Can you excuse us for a second?
Burke?
Are you messing with my intern, Dr. Kendall?
No, sir.
Give me the chart.
There's nothing wrong with him, I checked.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You can guarantee that he's fine. You're 100% sure.
How sure are you?
I don't know, 75%.
Not good enough. He's my patient now. Is that okay with you, Dr. K?
Absolutely.
You can take our patient.
He's an attending.
Which means I can do whatever I want. Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, I'm Dr. Burke, head of cardio. We're going to run some tests and get you an answer within the hour. Great.
Yes,
excuse
Dr.
me.
Burke.
I want an EKG, chest x-ray, and an echo. I don't have all day.
You're a busy man.
I'm a busy man.
Anybody else?
No. No more.
And I need a bed. Ms. Liu?
Dr. Cutler, thoracic surgery. Dr. Frank Cutler, thoracic surgery.
Miss Liu! Miss Liu, wait! Miss Liu! What is it? It's okay. I'll help. It's deep. It's deep. I need to clean it out. Clean it.
Machine is broken in the factory. It's all.
Can you speak English? Just, if you could come inside.
No, inside. Jail.
Jill, she came inside.
No, she been caught. Me, no.
You're illegal. That's okay. We don't have to tell them that. I just need to get you inside. I have to sew that
no,
up.
No, inside.
Please,
no,
I promise.
Inside.
I promise you won't go to jail. You just, it's raining. Please, come inside.
No, I don't believe you. Mom, I'm
okay.
Okay.
Not inside. Wait here, okay? Wait, I'll come back. I'll be back.
Well?
It's a birth defect. Pathology of a lower with pulmonary atresia. You were right. I'm booking an OR for tomorrow.
Thank you for backing me up on this.
Whoa, wait. Look, you were right. But if you ever pull a stunt like that again, going to the parents behind a doctor's back, trying to steal a patient from another service, I will make your residency here hell on earth.
Okay, you're all sewn up.
That's pretty good. I could have done a better job if I'd had more light. You might have a scar.
It's good.
You're gonna need to come back in 5 days, okay? I'm gonna need to check the wound and remove the stitches, okay? Here's my pager number on this card, right here, okay? We'll meet right back here, okay? You have to come back. But you can't tell anybody that I helped you outside of the hospital or I might lose my job. Understand?
Yes, come back and don't tell.
Yes. Okay, that's it, I'm done. You can go. I'll see you in 5 days.
Yes, see you.
Thank
you.
No.
Don't lie.
You are my boss.
All right, then. Anything you say in the next 30 seconds is free starting now.
I think you're cocky. Arrogant, bossy, and pushy. You also have a God complex. You never think about anybody but your damn self.
But
I still have 22 more seconds. I'm not done.
I need a drink, a man, or a massage.
Or a drunken massage by a man.
What's wrong with you?
Lost 5 patients on the code team today. I feel like the angel of death.
George, 95% of all code patients can't be revived. Most of them are seriously dead before you can get there.
What? Why didn't you tell me that when I was going on and on about how great it was going to be?
Because you're George, and I'm Christina.
His heart surgery is scheduled for tomorrow. And I really did think I was right, you know.
I know. We almost never are. We're interns. We're not supposed to be right. And when we are, it's completely shocking.
Are you... I mean, being an intern, do you feel...
terrified. 100% of the time.
Good, it's not just me.
No. How is she?
No change.
Have you been here all night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I have 4 sisters.
Very girly, tons of kids. If I was in a coma, they'd all be here. I'd want them here. Not having no one? Can't imagine that.
I can.
What are you talking about? What about your mother? She'd be here ordering all the surgeons around. She'd fly these cowboys in from Prague to do these amazing medical procedures.
That's true. I do have my mother.
So we're kissing, but we're not dating.
I knew that was going to come up.
Don't get me wrong, I like the kissing. I'm all for the kissing. Or kissing, I say.
I have no idea what that was about.
Is it going to happen again? Because if it is, I need to bring breath mints. Put a condom in my wallet.
Shut up, man. There's this baby up in the nursery. He's brand new. No one's neglected him or damaged him yet. How did we get from there to here? She's wearing my shoes and someone's beat the crap out of her. And she's got nobody.
Rusty piece double, get over our
text for a craniotomy.
Send a medical. Take a blood gas.
Dr. Cutler to thoracic surgery. Dr. Frank Cutler to thoracic surgery.
I had to leave her skull flap off until the pressure in her brain goes down.
She's not gonna make it, is she?
She's gonna be fine.
If she ever wakes up.
If she ever wakes up. Dr. Burke, I'm off at 6. You want to get that drink we talked about?
I don't think so.
Well, what about tomorrow night?
Shepard, you should know that Richard promised Chief to both of us. But you knew that already.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
You're not the enemy. You're just the competition.
So here is where you have the signature, and down here, the initials.
Okay.
It just says that the
penis.
I've got my doctor. I mean, it shouldn't be weird to say this. It's just that I used to change her diapers.
I get it.
It just says that it was never out of sight.
There you go. One penis.
Officer.
We'll be using a median approach for a transventricular repair with a right ventriculotomy. Let's open them up. Okay, 15 blade, please.
There you go.
Gray.
Yes, sir.
Go scrub in. When we're finished cracking the baby's chest, I'll let you hold the clamp.
Seriously?
Don't make me change my mind.
I'm going.
I have good news and bad news. The good news is Dr. Bailey stopped your bleeding. The bad news is we're giving your penis to the cops. Have a nice life.
The results of your labs are clean. The tumor is benign. You can go home today.
I walked across an empty land. I knew the pathway like the back of my hand. I felt the earth beneath my feet.
At some point, you have to make a decision. Boundaries don't keep other people out.
Where have you gone?
They fence you in. Life is messy.
So tell me,
that's how we're made.
Okay, fine, George and Izzy, you can move into the house.
Yes, I can't believe you came!
Thank you.
Yes!
I can't believe I caved.
I blame the babies. They make you toxic.
So, you can waste your life drawing lines. Or you can live your life crossing them.
Welcome back.
But there are some lines
So, it's intense, this thing I have for ferryboats, I mean.
That are way too dangerous to cross.
I'm so taking the stairs this time.
No self-control. It's sad. Really.
Here's what I know. If you're willing to take the chance, the view from the other side is spectacular.